In the headlines, King's Counsel Michael Lashley defends Maddestrick, says Council Franklin's call for censor grossly unreasonable. Another prominent attorney says Barbadian young men are in crisis and calls for an urgent intervention. A former health minister wants government to rethink the QEH expansion priorities. And the Minister of Innovation, Industry and Science, Jonathan Reed, admits that the digital development gap needs to be tightened. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Defense attorney King's Counsel Michael Lashley says a call from trade unionist Caswell Franklin for a magistrate to be censored over recent ruling is grossly unreasonable. Mr. Franklin was reacting to the case involving Josiah Lovell, who was ordered to compensate a nurse $400 after slapping her in the face. He suggested the magistrate erred in judgment and should be sanctioned. However, speaking to Starcom Network News today, KC Lashley said that while Mr. Franklin implied his client was treated lightly, he failed to acknowledge all the mitigating factors considered by the court.
The fact is that the accused man is a first-time offender. The fact that he pleaded guilty on the first occasion when he was before the court, thus saving valuable judicial time, not troubling the pen of the magistrate. The fact that he spent 28 days on remand. The fact, too, that the virtual complainant did not suffer serious injury, of course. And the approach thus far by the magistrate, I must say, has been a fair approach. And, of course, whatever sentence meted out to him would be a fair and just sentence in the circumstances in terms of how we look at first-time offenders. The master has ordered the pre-sentence report, and thereon then the master will finally give a sentence.
Lovell will return to court tomorrow as that pre-sentencing report has been ordered. Young men in Barbados are in crisis, and urgent intervention by the courts, schools, community groups, and police is necessary to curb the alarming trend. This is the view of attorney and Democratic Labour Party spokesperson on crime, Verla DePisa, who says the figures released by the Barbados Police Service yesterday have sent a chilling reminder to Barbadians.
It puts in stark relief what the country already knows. Its young men are in crisis. It is also not surprising when read alongside the high youth unemployment figures. It is evident that Barbados is ripe for a full reset that will enforce societal standards. These must be taught deliberately. The young persons already caught by the criminal justice system need thorough assessment and rehabilitation through the courts and the prison system. The schools need preventative filtration systems to identify the at-risk students and focused efforts at reclaiming them as valued citizens. Kudos to the Barbados Police Service for their tireless and often thankless efforts. They need to be capitalized and resourced, including human resources, to enable them to continue their sterling contributions.
Attorney Verla DePisa. Well, immediate past president of the Rotary Club of Barbados and founder of Project Kamai, Arlene Ross, has expressed concern about the growing number of young women becoming pregnant in Barbados. She was speaking this morning during the start of the second cohort of the AMI program, a free 8-month training and development initiative for mothers between the ages of 13 years old and 24.
The Youth Elevation Scheme in collaboration with the Juvenile Liaison Scheme of the Barbados Police Service. So those are young persons who are known to the police. And in that program, we saw young women as young as 12, 13, 14 becoming pregnant and needing support. When we launched last year, we launched with 15 young ladies, and some dropped out for one reason or another, and we graduated 12. But those 12 we graduated, among those 12 is a lot of children. Last cohort, we had 150 year old. She came to us at 15, so when she had the baby she was 16. So 51 persons applied before we close off application this year. 51 of them, and quite a few of them were 15, 16, 17. Cannot make decisions for themselves.
Immediate past president of the Rotary Club of Barbados and founder of the Project AMI, Arlene Ross. Well, following a recent incident where a PSV overturned with students on board, sparking a national debate, Starcom Network News spoke with Barbadians about the safety of public service vehicles. Most respondents said PSVs are not safe and called for stricter disciplinary measures for drivers.
Well, for me, I really think that they should put better things in place because of the drivers, they're very weird right about now. But the smoking and the drinking is unprohibited for the safety of our life, not just the children, our life.
Vans are safe, but you should know the consequences when you get in a van that full, because you could get injured or you could die. There's more point passion just to think and realize that the van is full already, so just try to wait for the next one.
I mean, at the end of the day, you're responsible for not only your life, but you're driving people, you're driving children, you're driving the elderly, you're driving somebody's mother, somebody's father, somebody's son, you know what I mean? So you definitely should got some more disciplinary action. You got some routes now that it just be well, like especially is more get it on school routes, them encouraging the driver to do shits and beats and all kind of things.
The thoughts of people on PSV drivers in the lunchtime edition. Minister of Innovation, Industry, Science and Technology, Jonathan Reid, admits that Barbados has likely underinvested in its digital development over the years. Delivering the keynote address at the Data Privacy and Cybersecurity Health Sector Conference, Mr. Reid highlighted that research showed countries allocating a higher share of their GDP to digital transformation are now significantly ahead in technology adoption.
The reality of the country is that it has probably underinvested in its digital development, I estimate, for about 25 years. When I did the analysis of other countries that are comparable in terms of size, scale, ambition, investing 2 to 6% of their GDP every year on digital development. My analysis is that we spent about 0.1% of our GDP on that during that same period of time. So when you do that over cumulative analysis, you're short about $3 billion over that same period. And that's the reality of what we have. That's why it feels like how it feels. That's why, you know, you walk in, they don't have HISs yet, which we about to roll out soon, why we don't yet have full digital identification, which we're about to roll out soon, why we don't yet have our own sovereign frameworks around cloud infrastructure, which we're about to roll out soon, why we don't have a lot of things that are fundamental to how do we advance a country going forward.
That's Minister of Innovation, Industry, Science and Technology, Jonathan Reid. Former Minister of Health, Donville Innes, is calling on government to organize its priorities following the announcement of a $390 million loan to expand the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Mr. Innes says authorities should listen to the concerns of citizens and consider whether the funds could be better used elsewhere rather than on expansion.
You need to listen to the public. You need to hear the concerns that the average Barbadian is facing, such as access to medicines, access to specialist services, access to basically good healthcare in this country. And that is not being addressed. And what is being proposed here may perhaps be seen by some as a mere PR exercise.
Former Minister of Health and Wellness, Donville Innes. Well, Sagicor Life Incorporated is renewing its sponsorship of the Independence Lighting Ceremony as its partners with the Ministry of Youth, Sport and Community for their 29th year. Delivering remarks at the handover of the sponsorship check yesterday, Minister Charles Griffith explained the investment will help expand the event and highlighted how this year's ceremony will feature participation from all 11 parishes while showcasing young Barbadian talent.
This year, again, to the tune of $30,000, Sagicor is returning to partner with us. We will be doing the lighting, we're returning to Independence Square, where we will flip the switch. This year, we're expecting many, 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 many more lights. So the celebration is definitely on. We have ensured as a government that all 11 parishes will be impacted by this, because we believe that it should be something that should be spread across the nation. It is not only the lighting ceremony, but we also will have some entertainment where we will celebrate some of our young people and some other entertainers from on island.
That's Minister of Youth, Sport and Community Development, Charles Griffith. Our top stories. King's Counsel Michael Lashley defends Maddestrick, says that Caswell Franklin's call for censor was grossly unreasonable. Another attorney says young Barbadian men are in crisis and calls for an urgent intervention. Meantime, a former health minister urging government to rethink the QEH expansion. And a positive move, immediate past president of the Rotary Club of Barbados and founder of the Project Amai, Arlene Ross, expressing concern about the growing number of young women becoming pregnant, but they've made great strides in helping those involved. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp and also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcom.net for updates.